Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
You wanna keep it real? You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole.
Yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Advice from a Fuckboy. We got ourselves a theme song now. I just want to give a shout out to my boy Clifton. You know what I'm saying? He hooked me up. The girl's name is Brittany. Her name is Brittany. Brittany, you sang so beautiful. Like, thank you for this intro. It makes me not seem like such of an asshole on the podcast anymore, man. No, but you guys, I told people to vote on it and see if you guys like it. And everybody was like, yo, nah, Clan, you need to do that. Now, I'm not going to lie. There were a few of you that were hating. And I said, yo, is it good? Yes or no? And I would say it was like 90-10, you know? And I'm like, so like, I think like 500 people voted. Like, four something said it was great. Or four something, yeah, and like 40 people said it sucked. And I'm just like, how can you not like that? Like, what about that theme song where you're like, nah, this ain't it. But it don't even matter. I don't give a fuck about the 10%. I care about the 90%. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Advice from a Fuckboy. Again, I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank you guys for sharing this podcast again, because, you know, without you guys, I don't really have one and I don't have a voice without y'all listening. So I really want to, before I get started on today's episode and topic, you know, you're entitled to your opinion. You know, I'm telling you that now. But I don't understand people who comment on the podcast and say they don't like it. Just don't fucking listen. Like, you don't like the podcast. Like, this girl put on the comments on Apple. She says, good podcast. I hate the name. And I'm just like, bitch. And you're probably going to listen to this, you know, whoever you are, you know. But if you don't like me, you know what the best thing about podcasts is? Like, I don't like Wendy Williams, right? I don't listen to Wendy Williams. I don't watch Wendy Williams. I don't like her. I don't fuck with her. I don't like the Kardashians. You know what I don't do? I don't listen to the Kardashians. I don't watch the Kardashians. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't like Clint Coley, turn me the fuck off. Turn me the fuck. Like, you remember the, I'm a little teapot, short and spout. Me over and pour me out. Turn me the fuck off. You know what I mean? So anyway, all right, let's talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is actually Valentine's Day today. It's Valentine's Day today. You know, I was trying to sound like T'Challa or Dagoo when he would say, it's Challenge Day today. So today is, anybody that knows me knows that when I was filming my short film, I said, it's Challenge Day. So today is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there, to the ladies. Happy Valentine's Day to the fellas. You know what I mean? No homo, you know, just happy Valentine's Day, bro. You know what I mean? Happy Valentine's Day to my mother. I love you, Mom, and thank you for putting up with my bullshit for 31 Valentine's days. Or 32. Is this my 30? No, I was born in 87, but I was born in June. So June of 87, in 87, I didn't have a Valentine's Day because I was inside her stomach. Because my parents decided to fuck in 86. Yo, y'all ever think about how you were conceived? Like, do you ever think about, like, first of all, I don't, my friend Danette that I talk about on the podcast, she's actually in the studio. She's watching, but she doesn't want to talk. But real quick question. Like, did you, ever think about your, how were you conceived? Like, your birthday is in March. So that means that your parents conceived you when they conceived you. Like, okay, you were born in March. So your parents conceived you in June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. Yeah, your parents. So they were summertime fucking.
Summertime. Summer. That's right after my brother's birthday.
So they got busy right at your brother after your birthday. They was like, you know what?
It's his birthday. They were celebrating the one.
Yeah, so. And they were like, you know what? We need another one.
Yeah.
Okay, I respect that. You know, so for me, my parents, they conceived me in September. I don't know why I care about this shit, but anyway. So happy Valentine's Day to my little sister Kiara Coley. I love you too. I don't really have nothing else to say to you. I will say, my little sister, I remember we were Valentine's 1 year, and that wasn't fun. You know, my mom was like, you're gonna be your sister's Valentine. So I got my little sister. I was mean to my little sister, like, on Valentine's Day. Like, I never forget, my mom made me give her a card, and my mom made me give her flowers and stuff like that. But I didn't just give her flowers. Like, I hit her with the flowers. And I smacked my sister upside the head with the flowers. And that is why my sister hates me today. But so anyway, it's all good. But today's Valentine's Day, man. And so I was in Target today. I was in Target, and I'm watching people, like, rush to the store to get Valentine's Day shit. Like, they're rushing to get cards. They're rushing to get candies. They're rushing. And I'm thinking in my head, like, what is this all this for? Like, what is it really for? Like, what are you really, are you, okay. So there's three different people on Valentine's Day, if you ask me. You know, there's, you're married, you're in a relationship, or you're single. There's those three. Like, now, of course, there's always somebody. Like, now, what about the others? You know what I'm saying? Like, what about the others? What about the people who are in, who are, I would say, in flux? You know, like, your wife puts you out. Like, do you think Valentine's?
I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today. At Lucky Land. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Today is going to make this better, you know? Like, I really want to know, like, ladies, are you in a situation where a guy, he's gotten on your nerves, you're tired of this nigga? But it's like, does he have to get you something for Valentine's Day? Or does, like, that's what I want to know. Like, does Valentine's Day help? Because I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm the person, if you ain't shit on February 13th, I don't want you to be shit on February 14th. And again, you guys know I live by the airport. So I apologize for these Boeing 737s flying in behind me. But no, let's talk. You know, let's be honest. So, okay, Danette, let me ask you this. All right, I told you, I know you don't want to talk, but whatever. Like, you know, you're in the fucking studio. You got headphones on. Say some shit. Okay, if a guy is in flux with you, okay. First of all, have you ever had a Valentine? Have you ever had a Valentine on Valentine? Like, have you ever had a boyfriend on Valentine's Day?
I have.
Okay.
I did last year.
Okay. I don't. What happened last year?
Last year we.
You got flued out.
We flew out together. We flew out together.
Did you pay for your flight?
I did not.
So you got flued out.
I went to Maui. We went on a vacation.
Yeah, that's nice. So, but you guys were. I mean, how long were you guys dating at that point?
We had been together for a month.
Okay. Oh, a month.
It was new.
It was new. Now, that's interesting. Now, I want to talk about new. So, if you're in a new relationship, what do you do for your Valentine? You know, if you're in a new situation, what do you do? Like me, I'm not flying no chick out to Maui. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. There's no way I'm flying your flea-bitten ass to Maui for a fucking, no, absolutely not. What are we doing? Why are we, like, to me, that's just too much. That's too much. I think that, ladies, beware of guys going all out for Valentine's Day and he just met you, you know? Like, I don't think that, I think a card, if y'all just started talking, I think a card would suffice. Like, it's, hey, I acknowledge that you're my person that I'm of interest right now. But whether he gets you something for Valentine's Day or not, that's not going to make or, is that going to make or break how you feel about him, you know?
It's not necessarily going to make or break it, but, I mean, it helps. It kind of lets you know, like, okay, we're really doing something here. It's not just
friends. But I mean, there's other ways to make you feel like a friend without flying you out to fucking Maui. Like, I mean, listen, there's, okay, first of all, wait a minute, real quick, was that your first vacation?
Yes.
Okay, that was your first one.
Yes.
Okay, so here's how I feel about vacations and stuff like that. First of all, I'm not like most of my followers or most of my fans know how I feel about flying out. I told y'all, I'm not flying nobody out. The reason why is because if you miss your flight, I'm going to fuck you up, all right? Remember I said on the last podcast, there's always a reason to hit a woman. You just don't do it. Me buying you a $450 round trip ticket and you got the nerve to be late or you got the nerve to miss your flight? Oh, no. So I say that to say, you know, I think that's extreme. I think that the first vacation, first of all, should be a road trip. Because I mean like a road trip, like an hour and a half. Reason being is, okay, when I used to live in Philly, you know where I would take chicks for like a random getaway? I would just say, let's go to Atlantic City. If worst case scenario, you and I don't make it through this trip, so maybe it's like a 2-day trip to Atlantic City. You know, you can get on the train or you can get on the bus or I can get on the train or I can leave. You know what I mean? I have a way back. There is no way out of Maui. You know what I mean? Like, where the fuck you gonna go? You know what I mean? Like, if you're not feeling each other in Maui, where the fuck are you gonna go? Now, your situation is different because we're not gonna discuss what you do for, but you have means to, you know, yeah. Would that be, I mean, I'm sorry, you know what, this is an honest podcast, you're a flight attendant, you're able to just book a flight and get the fuck off the island, all right, you're not trapped. Me, on the other hand, if I'm flying out with this chick to Maui, like, I gotta wait the whole 7 days, like, I can't, there's nothing I can do. How long was the trip?
It was a week long.
Wow, a week long vacation.
Week-long vacation.
Wow. A week. And y'all was only talking for a month. Wow.
We were together for a month.
Wait a minute. Say that again. We were together for a month.
We were dating for like 3 months.
Okay. Now that adds a little bit of context and that's different. But I don't know, man. Like, I can't. I can't. Like, I just. No, I keep saying that I can't, but I can, you know, but I just don't want to. I just think that's way too much. Like, we just met and I'm flying you out to fucking Maui. Now, women probably sitting here saying, like, Clint, you broke. That's probably why you ain't flying no bitches out to Maui. But, you know, for me, in the grand scheme of things, I think that it's tough, man. Like, I feel like a first vacation should be something somewhere close. A first vacation should not be anywhere. Like I said, I live in LA. So, you know, if I'm trying to get away with a chick and we together for a month or whatever, or we've been talking, I'm taking you to I'm going to take you to San Diego. San Diego's a decent trip. And the train from San Diego to LA is $35. So just in case we ain't feeling each other, you can take a $35 train back to LA. And there's no problems and there's no hard feelings. It is what it is. I think you guys should go somewhere quick, easy, Vegas is even cooler.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
For a first-time getaway, you know? Now, you motherfuckers out here, you know, y'all wanna impress chicks and blah, 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 and then you get stuck in a situation where you fuck. Then what you gonna do? Like, what you gonna do? What are you going to do? Like, okay. This is how we even got cool in the first place, right? So I asked, and you don't have to give your input on this, but I asked Danette. I asked online, who broke up on vacation? And Danette was like, well, who's ever had an argument? Or who's like, and Danette was like, yo, I broke up with him on, he broke up with me on vacation. And I'm like, on vacation? I'm like, what did you do? And she told me what she did. And I was like, it was trivial, but it was picked up frustration. You know what I'm saying? So in my mind, I feel like, you know, you guys a lot of times should definitely, I don't know. I feel like you should definitely, you know, watch who you go on vacation with. You can't go on vacation with anybody, you know. Like, especially like ladies, you ever go on a group trip with your girls? Like, you can't go on. You realize in that group trip, like, no, this isn't going to work. Like, because like you have to, like, first of all, like every chick has their own agenda. You know what I'm saying? Like, guys, I don't really go on vacation with guys. I think at a certain age, we don't go on vacation together. It is what it is. Like I remember one time, me and my boys, we tried to do a trip to Miami. And, like, what's bad about it is like, it's expensive. And the reason why it's expensive is because, so girls go on vacation to zip line. Girls go on vacation to have fun. They take pictures. They're like, hey, look at me. Guys, on the other hand, we go on vacation to look for pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the thing is, guys can't share rooms. Like, if you're a girl and you're on vacation, you meet a guy and he's like, yeah, man, you know, I'm sharing a room with, then this is a no-go for me. Every guy has to get their own room. So you're talking at least $150 a night for a room. All right. Each guy's getting their own flight. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just talking, when I was like 19, 20, I went to Miami I was trying to go to Miami, and we were like really realizing, like, yo, like, this shit is expensive. Like, I remember we were in Miami though. Right. And I remember my homeboy, he's like, yo, Clint, we should all rent scooters. I was like, all right, yeah, that'd be cool. Cause like my boy Matt, he talks on his podcast a lot about how he used to rent cars like Bentleys and Lamborghinis on vacation. Like, look, check out his podcast. My boy Matt and Chad, they're the realest podcast ever, based out of Philly or whatever. Really good podcast. A lot of people like him. But Matt always talks about how, like, yeah, man, we used to rent cars. And I'm just like, yo, you think it's as corny as shit? Like, who rented cars? Like, but anyway, with that being said, I never thought that was cool. Like, I never. So anyway, back to the story. We were renting scooters. So we were like, man, my boy had made a joke though. He was like, man, these scooters is cool until some niggas with motorcycles pull up, and then we gonna look corny as shit. And literally one day we're at the light and we're in our scooters and these guys are literally like pulling up in fucking motorcycles. Like, they all had Kawasaki motorcycles. And when we thought we were the shit, and then Leonard looking at us like, no, you little corny ass. Anyway, vacation is expensive. And you need to watch who you go on vacation with. So, ladies, if you're in a new situation, if you're with a new guy, please do not go on vacation with his ass after a month. All y'all need to do is just go away real quick. If y'all want to get away to fuck and enjoy the weekend together, go somewhere close. If you live in the Midwest, you go, just drive to a city closest to you. You know, so if you live in St. Louis, drive to Chicago. You know, if you live in, if you live down south, you know, like if you live in Mississippi, go drive to New Orleans. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or if you live in Atlanta, like Atlanta, you have, you could drive to a lot of cities from Atlanta, down south cities, by the way. You could drive to Charlotte. You can drive to Myrtle Beach. You can drive to Nashville. You can drive to, I wouldn't recommend driving to Alabama. You could drive to Orlando. Like Florida, Orlando, Florida is like a 6-hour drive from Atlanta. That's not that bad. Who don't want to go to Disney World? Who don't want Disney dick? Who doesn't want Disney dick? Like, who doesn't want, like, who doesn't want Disney dick? I would love, I mean, well, that sounds gay. I was going to say I would love Disney dick. I don't want Disney dick. I don't, I'm good. Oh, man, that's stupid. Man, that's funny, man. Disney dick. So anyway, I think that you know, vacations are for special people, and a lot of times what we like to do is we like to rush the process, and we want to be alone with them and have a long time, and it takes a while, and you guys realize, you know how you catch yourself at what you're saying, and you realize you might be not wrong, but you're like, but you see the other side, like. I do see the point, or I see the importance of going on vacation together. Spending 7 days together, you realize if you don't like this nigga or if you don't like this chick. Like, let's be honest. Like, I mean, you know, you guys can, a date is cool. So that's, a date is what, 3 hours, 4 hours. Then you move into spending all day together, which is like 8 hours, 9 hours. But somebody goes home. But then you, then there's the spend the night. And spending the night is cool because, don't forget, 8 hours, we'll just say 8 hours you're sleeping, maybe an hour you're fucking, and then the other, you know, whatever you're doing, you're just having fun together, you know what I'm saying? So you don't really get a good glimpse of who or what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? And then, I would say, like a weekend, I'm tired, y'all, it's late over here, and you know, I got a show today on Valentine's Day, in Powell Alive at Bellevue, in Seattle, Washington, so I'm a little tired, but it's okay. Anyway, but I mean, yeah, like you guys learn a lot of shit. Like, ladies, have you ever been on vacation with somebody and you, like, before your previous relationship, Did you go on vacation with a guy and didn't realize, no, this ain't it? Did you do that?
No, I didn't. I wasn't traveling like that then.
Oh, this never happened. Mm-mm. Oh, never mind then. All right, turn your mic back off. So, no, I went on a vacation with it. Not a vacation, but I went on a, like, okay. Y'all know I'm a comedian, so that means I travel a lot. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there's been plenty of deals that's been broken after a weekend, you know? I don't even commit to a weekend anymore with a lot of these broads. And I'm sorry for calling y'all broads, but I love y'all broads. No disrespect to my dogs, but I love y'all broads. I love y'all broads. You remember that? To the ladies, having babies, went out, no drama. To my niggas, having figures, said I love my baby mama. Ah, that's my shit. Give me a project, bitch. Ah, give me a hood rat, bitch. Ah, one that don't give a fuck. Say what? And said she took that dick. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This podcast is brought to you by Cash Money Records, taking over for the 99 and the 2000. Nigga, that, tell me that track wasn't hot though. Give me a project, bitch. Oh man. Anyway, I'm sorry. All right, back to what we were talking about. I got a lot of stories about, you know, I've never, again, girls spending weekends with me. One weekend in particular that I did not like was, I actually had a girl I was dating, and we had a show in Tampa. And the show was good, and her company, it was off, man. Like, we spent way, like here's the thing. You gotta clear your agenda before you go on vacation. You got to clear your agenda. Like, you got to know what the fuck you're doing. Like, I need to be more transparent and say, hey, look, this is not like some girls get to the city and be like, oh, we're on vacation, let's do this and let's do that and let's do this. No, I'm here to work. All right, you here to fuck. Like, that's just the bottom line. I'm here to work, you here to fuck and keep me company. Like, we're not on vacation. We're not going, we're not sightseeing. All right, we're not going, we're not, no. And that's my fault. I made that problem. But she, but I now in this situation, I did compromise and we did go places and stuff like that. But she was just boring and corny and annoying. And I realized I get annoyed very easily. Like, anybody that knows me knows, like, I get annoyed super easy. I get annoyed super. I'll be like, yo, like, can you get out of my house? Like, I get so annoyed. I don't like, cause like women, you know, cause, I mean, it'll be like, Clint, what you doing, Clint? Shut up. Shut up. Be quiet. Shh. Shh. Listen to the plane in the background. So anyway, all right, enough about vacations. You know what I'm saying? Listen. I want to talk about, like, have anybody, what's, like, okay, do you have any bad Valentine's Day stories? Nothing's ever bad happened to you on Valentine's Day?
No, last year was like,
okay, we know you went to fucking Maui and the shit was incredible.
Right.
Aside
from that, I was super single all the time. Never really cared about Valentine's Day. Not a thing for me.
Did you ever have a guy try to do something for you and you're like, nah?
No.
No, you just.
I don't entertain guys.
Okay. Do you entertain women? Like, what are we saying?
No, here? Like, there's. If I'm single, I'm super single. There's not a guy out there that thinks he has a chance.
What's the difference between being single and super single? Are you single now? I mean, I know.
I am single now.
Are you super single or are you just single?
Just single. Not super single.
What's the difference?
Super single is when I'm not giving anyone the time of day. Like, whatsoever.
Okay. And single is?
Single is, there might be a little roster situation happening.
A roster.
That's the difference.
Okay. So, okay. Now, this is why I have this podcast. Because niggas, if a guy said there's a difference between, see, y'all talk shit about me on this podcast and y'all be like, Clint, you ain't shit. You've never heard me say I'm super single or whatever. You know what I mean? If I'm single, that just means I'm fucking single. No woman can ever, like, here's the thing. All right, now look, I'm single right now. I'm single, but I am entertaining. Now, with that being said, I don't classify my singleness. It's either I'm in or I'm out. See, that's the problem. You women want to have one foot in and one foot out. Like, it doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? Listen, here's the thing. So the whole point of this whole thing was, let's get back to Valentine's Day stories. So I'm going to share some more Valentine's Day stories with y'all. So I told y'all about, you know, my good Valentine's Days, some bad Valentine's Days. I got some more bad Valentine's Day stories. So Valentine's Day 2015, DL had a show at the Leah Cora Center in Philly, right? At the time, I had a girlfriend. And at the time, we were still living together, but we were broken up, but we were still trying to, like, you know?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
When I tell you we got into a legit fight that morning. So Never told y'all this story. Here's the first time this story will be released. So I'm dating her. So we're, I mean, I'm not dating. We're broken up, but we're still like together. Like we're still living together. I'm still seeing her. We're not having sex, but you know, so anyway, so so the night before she says, Clint, I'm going out. And I'll be back in about 1 hour, 2 hours tops. No problem. 2 hours turns into 4 hours. And I'm not mad because I'm just like, she's single. She could do what she wants. But, you know, whatever. I'm not the one to clock you. So it's now. So mind you, she left at like 6. It's now like 10:30. But I'm not tripping. Midnight rolls around. I'm like, I can't sleep because I'm worried about her. Nothing. Still nothing. No, nothing. I finally shut my eyes and then I wake up to take a piss. And I check the clock and it's 2:45 in the morning. And I'm like, okay, where are you at? So I called her like 5 times, she doesn't answer. So then she hits me back at like 3:45 and says, I'll be home in 15 minutes. So I'm like, now I'm mad. I'm like, you know, like you better, like, you know how, like, you ever see a cartoon and the nigga's like pacing back and forth? That's what I'm doing. I'm pacing back and forth. Like, I'm mad. So next thing you know, she walks in the door. She's like, hey. And I'm like, hey. And in my mind, I'm like, you got to have something better than hey. Like, I need an explanation. You not gonna just walk up in my house that I pay rent for at 4:15 in the morning and think you just gonna hate me. So she's like, yo, I had a mental breakdown. I feel awful, blah, 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 blah. It's just work, us, all of that. It's just been bothering me. Now I feel like shit. And I'm like, so what I did was, you know, I hugged her. I prayed with her that night. Like, I took it to God. Like, that's how committed I was. Like, y'all think I'm a fuckboy. Y'all think I'm a shitty-ass nigga. I took it to God that night. I said, God, I prayed with her. I said, God, if there's, you know, if everything's okay, you know, God, please, you know, I forget with the prayer. But one of the things I did say is, I said, God, whatever stress she's going through, put it on me. I can handle it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want that. You know what I mean? If I'm your man, I don't want you to go through nothing. Give it to me. I'll take care of it. I don't let my lady answer the bad. I don't let my lady answer the door when bad news is knocking. Bad news is at the door. I'm there. That's what I'm there for. I'm there to protect and I'm there to provide. That is, ladies and gentlemen, that is my non-fuckboy moment of the day. Anyway, so now let me give you a little bit of backstory though. There was this guy that I thought she was cheating with, and his name was, I'm not even going to say his name because you're going to know, she's going to know who I'm talking about. I don't think she listens to the podcast. I'm sure one of her friends listened to the podcast and they were like, oh my God, you did this? Yeah. Anyway, so long story short, she was cheating with this dude. I thought she was cheating with this dude because he kept leaving hard eyes and stuff under her pictures, and I'm like, I thought niggas knew you was in a relationship, like, you know? Anyway, I don't get a big deal about hard eyes because I get hard eyes under my pictures too. So I mean, my girl can't get mad at that. But he was doing it. He's the same dude, and she has like 400. This nigga, like, he knows her. So then when I asked her about him, I said, "How did you guys meet?" And she said, "We met at a party." There's only one way to meet at a party if you don't know somebody you already know. He asked for your phone number. He bagged her. Anyway. So I said, yo, you're not going to work tomorrow. We're going to take the day off. I got a show that night. We're going to just enjoy the day, enjoy the show. We're going to have a good time. All right. 6:45 in the morning, her alarm goes off. And she says, Clint, hand me my phone so I can turn my alarm off. I'm like, all right, cool. So I hit the off button. And then, like, you could see text messages. And it said the guy's name. And it said it like 4:30. So the only text he could have sent her at that moment was, did you get home safe? That's the only message he could have sent her. Because let's think about the timeline. She walks in, she tells me she's leaving at 3:40. She says she's on her way home at 3:45. She gets home at 4:15. He sends a text at 4:30. She was with that nigga. She ain't had no mental breakdown. She got dick down. She didn't have a mental, she didn't have no fucking breakdown. She got dick down.
the day before Valentine's Day. 'Twas the night before Valentine's Day. And all through the sticks, not a creature was stirring, but there was some dicks. And they were going inside, and they were going out, and they were going in. They were going out, and they were going in. And after they came out, and after they went in, I don't have anything to rhyme with. But yeah, she was fucking. Now, wait, real quick, am I tripping? What do you think she was doing?
I mean,
let's be honest.
I mean,
that, yeah.
Judging by the details you tell,
yeah,
on your side of the story,
yeah,
it sounds like it is what it is.
Yeah, she was fucking. And here's the worst part about it: we were like, so that morning, like, I went off. Like, listen, I'm very transparent about being bipolar. I'm very transparent about being, you know, I had mental health issues. Like, that day, like, Clint went off. I turned into a different nigga that day. And then it got physical. It was a little pushing and shoving and shit. We got physical. And then, like, next thing I know, like, I remember she, like, scratched my head, and it was like I was bleeding and shit. It was bad. But she cheated. Like, see, this is the thing. This is, again, ladies, I tell you, guys, we can't handle the shit we do to y'all. Was I cheating on her? Absolutely not. But this shit, like, the reason why there was so many emotions there is because, like, me and my mom didn't speak over her. Like, I hadn't talked to my mom for like a year because of her. Like a year or 2 years because of her. Because I was defending somebody I thought I was going to marry. Fucking bitch. I'm playing. I hope you're doing well out there. You know who you are. Hope everything's great. Hope you are not cheating on your nigga. And you know. No, I'm not petty. I'm just being honest, you know, like. It is what it is. And it's just awful. You know, but I mean, my thing is, yeah, so that was the day before Valentine's. We got into it on Valentine's. Like, it was bad. But she, listen, and it's funny, like, women are going to hear that story and they're going to be like, I want to hear the girl side. I'm sure you are. But if a girl told the story, the exact same story in reverse. So if your man came in the house at 4:30, 4:15, and then some chick texted him at 4:30, you're going to know he was with her. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going to tell another good Valentine's Day story. I'm going to tell a good Valentine's Day story. I remember Valentine's Day 1 year. I didn't have a girlfriend, but we was kicking it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And we went to Valentine's Day concerts are the best. Like, I was like a friend zone. Like, I'm not gonna lie, this Valentine's Day helped me get out the friend zone. It did. It helped me. It helped me. But I wasn't trying to get out the friend zone. Like, I'll never forget, we went to go see, we were here in LA, and we went to go, who the fuck did we go? We went to see Earth, Wind, and Fire on some friend shit. We went to see Earth, Wind, and Fire. And when we went to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire, first of all, I want to say this about Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I want to say this about all you motherfuckers nowadays who are singers, rappers, and y'all want to get on stage late. The show started at 8 o'clock, or the show said it started at 8 o'clock. Earth, Wind, and Fire was on stage by 8:05. So you motherfuckers can never make me wait ever. If Earth, Wind, and Fire don't make me wait, y'all can't make me wait. So anyway, so Earth, Wind, and Fire is on. So Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know. So we really singing every, like, what was sexy is she knew all the songs. Not even just the, she didn't just know Reasons. She knew everything. You know, she knew, what was my shit? What's my favorite song by Earth, Wind & Fire? I got two favorite songs by Earth, Wind & Fire. That's the way of the world. Yeah, that's one. And my other one is Serpentine Fire. On the serpentine fire, gonna tell a story of this glory, all about this. Anyway, But she knew all the words. So we're jamming. She was so cool. She's playing, like, she was playing, I was playing the air guitar, and she was playing the air keyboard. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I was air guitar, and she was air keyboard. Anyway, we hung out that night. We got drunk at the concert. It was a fucking ball. Afterwards, we went to get something to eat. We're fucking drunk in the fucking in Kitchen 24 here in L.A. over on Cahuenga. And then afterwards, she was like, after we were done, she was like, yo, she's like, we're, you know, because I ain't no car. She's like, yo, am I taking you home? And I was like, yeah, I mean, why, where else are we going? She was like, you can come back to my house. And I was like, what? But I ain't look at it like that. She was like, nah, you can just, you know, she was like, you know, she made it look like we were just going to sleep on the couch. She's like, if you just want to, you know, just come, because I live close. We both been drinking. I don't want to drive that far because I was living in Glendale at the time. She's like, just come to my house, sleep on the couch. I'll see you in the morning. So we're sleeping on the couch, and then I'm laying on the couch, and we're talking about, like, she's sitting up with me, and then we're talking about sex. Like, we're talking about, like, she's talking about, like what she likes and what I'm like, I was like, yo, why are we having this conversation? Like, if you like this, I can do what you like. I can do what you like. You like guys sucking on your clit. I can do that shit. I can do it. So my move was, because I don't really think she was thinking about fucking me that day. Yeah, but my move was, she was like, I was like, so why are we talking about it and not doing it? And she was like, that's a good question. And then I went over, gave her the kiss. Anybody that's ever kissed me, I got soft lips, man. You know, so I went over there, we started kissing, and then next thing you know, we fucked. And then I was like, yo, in my mind, I'm like you ever watched The Wood and when Mike was having sex with Alicia, and he was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm having sex with Alicia. That's how I felt. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm having sex with blank. And we did it. And it was good. And we did it a few more times. You know, because I was thinking, like, maybe, like, whatever happens with Earth, Wind & Fire stays with Earth, Wind & Fire. But no, we had a couple more, you know. She ended up getting a boyfriend, though. Yeah. You a bitch, too. No.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
No. She got a boyfriend. Actually, her boyfriend turned into her husband. So, you can't be mad at that. She met. I wasn't the one. You know, we still cool, though. We're still cool. The only thing is, I wasn't cool with, like, she tried to invite me to her wedding. And I'm like, I'm not coming to your wedding. Like, don't invite me to be, like, no. I'm not. Listen, ladies, I'm going to definitely throw this out there. If you listen to this podcast and we've had sex and you find a husband, don't fucking invite me to your wedding. I'm telling you that right now. Because if I come, I'm telling. They're going to be like, yo, does anybody have anything to say now? Speak now and forever hold your peace. And I'm like, yo, sir, no disrespect, but your wife held my dick. And I was. I'm going to say it. You shouldn't have invited me. That's petty. Have you ever been to a wedding with somebody you fucked? No. Yeah, see? Ladies, anybody out there, have you been to a wedding with somebody you fucked? That's how awkward is that, yo? How weird is that?
Like you, y'all just out here just willy nilly and no. Like you could be friends with somebody. We ain't got to be that. We ain't got to be that fucking cool. That's crazy. You know. Speaking of that, ladies, have you ever taken another man, a woman's man? Have you ever taken another woman's man? I don't believe you. I think you're lying. The way you're looking at me, you know, and no. I'm turning your mic up right now. Get it? No. Get. Go ahead. Come on. Talking to the mic. Stop playing. Be honest. Have you ever did an Alicia Keys? Talking to the mic.
Not an Alicia Keys. I've never.
Okay. First of all, turn your mic off real quick. I think women have you. If you don't, what don't you like about Alicia Keys? This woman makes great fucking music. All right. But you're mad that, listen, you can't take somebody that doesn't want to be taken. That's just the bottom line. You can't take somebody who doesn't want, like, ladies, you can't have me. If I'm in a relationship, you can't have me unless I want to be had. Like, fellas be like, oh, I mean, you know, the niggas be like, oh, he took his girl. Like, bro, she didn't want him in the first place. So I want to know, how did you take this girl's man? Explain the story. Go ahead. Let me hear it. Stop being shy. Get in the mic. Let's go.
You're so annoying.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
I've never actually taken someone's man. I've just tried to see if I could. I've never actually gone through with it because I'm not that type of person.
But you're the type of person to try it.
I just wanted to see, like, okay, all right, just checking, just making sure.
So you were able to take her man if you wanted to?
Yeah.
Was she a friend of yours?
No.
Who was she? Just.
Just.
Some chick.
Some chick.
Did you work with her?
No.
How did you know her?
Just like, and it was like a mutual friend situation. And it wasn't even about her. It was more about him. It was just like,
I'm lost. You're being vague. And you know, people on this podcast, you know, my fans don't like vague. We like nitty gritty facts. We like the hardcore, raw.
You were so annoying.
Yeah, stop clapping and talking to the mic and talk to me.
Okay, so basically, it was a guy I was talking to, and then there was a girl that he was talking to at the same time. Mm-hmm. And in the time span of the way things worked out, I was like, hold up, this should have been
my man.
Right.
Oh, so you were jealous?
Not necessarily jealous, just like, oh, you're playing this game. You're playing this game. So I just came back at him and I was like, hey, what's up? And he gave me play and I was like, all right, cool. Never mind, I'm good. I just wanted to check.
There's a Chris Rock joke where he says, you know, guys will see a girl that he likes. And a guy will get introduced to his boy's homeboy's girlfriend. Like, my homeboy will introduce me. He'll be like, oh, man, she's great. I got to get a girl like that. And women will get introduced to the girl's man. And he'll be like, I got to have him. And I'll slit that bitch's throat to do it. You don't even want the guy. You just wanted to see if you could have the guy. Correct. That's awful. You know, that's awful. So, ladies, you out here doing shit like that. This is and you wonder why advice from a fuckboy exists. It exists because of bitches like, no. It exists because of shit like that. Like you, there's women out here who really out here just playing with fire. Women get killed for shit like that. I've never taken, no, I did take a dude's chick. But like, I didn't take her, like, I didn't, she wasn't his girlfriend. I never forget, I did a show in Boston. I'm not going to say who the comedian was that I, he brought a chick to the show. Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. No, don't. I'm serious. Anyway, I think that taking somebody's man is immature. I think trying to take somebody's man is immature. I thought women had the women code. I thought women had the women code. You know what I know what the women code is? True story. My homeboy, this is what women do. And y'all are so fucking corny for this, all right? Stop doing this shit. Women will, like, a girl will see a guy they know, and they'll know he's married. And they'll walk up to him, and they'll see him talking to another chick.
and then walk up to him like, hey, how you doing, blah blah blah, and then they'll say, how's your wife? Women will walk up to a man and say some shit like, how's your wife? And you're like, you know, and then you'd be sorry because you'd be like, no, my wife is great, man. She's doing good. And the girl's like, yeah. Tell Nita I said hello. Now you look stupid trying to play the, oh, he's cheating game. But women, that's a woman code. Women do that. You know, am I right or wrong? Women do shit like that. Hey, how's your wife? How's the kids? Like, that is so dramatic and trash and corny and immature, you know? Women do shit like that, bro. Men don't do that. We got the bro code. And the bro code stays strong. Bro, don't you ever walk up on another man and be like, yo, how's your wife? We whisper that shit. Yo, man, how you wife? You know? Because you don't know. You don't know. That's true, though. That's a legit bro code. You don't go up to another man and ask about his wife. You ask it to him in the privacy because you don't know. You know? Or... But fellas, let's turn the tables. If you see a chick you know, and she's with a girl, she's with a guy, and you know she's married, walk up to her and say, "Hey, what's up? What's up, Steph? How you doing, Steph? Yeah, how's your husband? How's your husband? How is he? What's he doing? What's his life like? Talk about it. Yes, say it. Do it. Believe in it." How's your husband? How's your fucking husband? That's important. Because now we play in the same games y'all playing. So fellas, man, if you ain't learned nothing from me today, you learned this. You know, we always talk about what we learned on the podcast. A few things we learned today, you know. The one thing we learned is that I had some shitty ass Valentines. But I've also had some great Valentines. Shout out to Earth, Wind & Fire. We've learned today that I have a theme song. You want to keep it real? Hey, you know the deal. Hey, put you up on game. Then what's his name? Hey. And tell me, what's his name? Clint Coley. Anyway, we also learned that you don't need to go on vacation close. And if you realize that vacations are... They're not easy. They're not fun if you don't like the person. And you need to take baby steps. Like, there be women out here trying to go out the country with niggas you just met. Like, you don't need that flight to Spain. You can't, because you're stuck in Spain together. You can't do anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all just sitting there mad as shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's really it. That's what we learned today. And it's Valentine's Day. One of the things I want to point out to ladies and gentlemen is Valentine's Day. Listen. For me, here's my Valentine's Day advice. Stop sitting here saying you don't celebrate Valentine's Day. Stop saying it doesn't mean a thing to you. That's bullshit. Everybody wants to feel special. Everybody wants to feel loved. Everybody wants to feel like they're important and they matter. If you got somebody that you like, fellas, step up to the plate today and make that shit happen. If you feeling her, bro, you shoot your shot, you tell her. You know what I'm saying? Today, that's what we doing. If you like her and you don't have the courage, today is the day to fucking do it. All right? Ladies, you like him and you think he playing and you think he could be something in your life, shoot your fucking shot. All right? Fellas, if your relationship is on the rocks and you don't know if your girl is going, if you don't know if your girl is going to be with you or not, today is the day to let her know. All right? And then keep letting her know if you're trying to get her back. Go get your fucking lady. You tell her you can't live without her. You tell her, you say, yo, you say, Ashley, I can't live without you. Say that shit. You say it. You let it be known. You tell the world that you can't live without her. And then people who are married, keep the romance, keep it spicy, keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing it. Keep the romance going. It's only going to get better. Don't get lazy. Yeah, I know it's Valentine's Day and you've been doing plenty of Valentine's Day before, but it's okay. Today, you get to show your, you get to, you today, Victoria will be no secret at the end of the day. You know where that's from, Tony? Okay. You say that shit, man. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. God damn, it sucks to end on a fucking plane, right? You know? Now, for the miserable people on Valentine's Day, all right? Stop with the bullshit, all right? I don't want to hear he's still cheating. I don't want to hear they don't like you anyway. Let's be positive and have a happy Valentine's Day. My name's Clint Coley. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Thank you guys for subscribing. Thank you guys for sharing. Hey, can you please give me some ratings after this, man? I need positive ratings. I'm tired of people telling me I ain't shit. You know what I mean? Tell me I'm dope, all right? No, I like the honesty. Keep the honesty coming, because if people are rating it that don't like me, that means they're listening. That means I'm doing something right. Again, this is the next episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. I'm Clint Coley. Shout out to Big Daddy Kane for the last episode. Appreciate you, Kane. And shout out to Danette for coming over here and enjoying the podcast, even though she's pissed at me right now. And it's all good. I told you you wouldn't be on it, but you're not really on it. You didn't share none of your real personal business, right? No. Yeah, so life is good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Clint Coley. Thank you for having me, and we are out. Wait, we can't be out without the song. You know the deal. Can't be out without the song. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Coley. 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 You're listening to Advice from a Fuckboy. And now we're out, ladies and gentlemen.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.